Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As of this hour, the weather across Israel is mostly clear with mild temperatures. Jerusalem enjoys a cool morning, while Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant start to the day. Haifa has a gentle breeze, and Eilat remains warm and sunny, perfect for those heading outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, an IDF soldier was killed in a drone attack in South Lebanon. Six Israeli troops were wounded in the strike within the Israeli declared security zone. Prime Minister Netanyahu accuses Hezbollah of dismantling the ceasefire. Also, JNS reports that Sergeant Aidan Fuchs, 19, was killed in the drone strike. He is the third soldier to die amid the fragile ceasefire. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals Israel deployed the Iron Dome system and an IDF team to the UAE during a recent conflict with Iran. It's the first operational use outside Israel or the US. Separately from the Forward, Israeli police seized and destroyed a kippah that was a symbol of coexistence. The incident has stirred online reactions after Alex Sinclair shared the news on social media. And finally, Channel 12 reports on a violent altercation in East Jerusalem. Two Israeli police officers were injured, leading to heightened tensions in the area. Here's what people are saying online. Lizzie Savetsky, a prominent activist, posted just minutes ago. She criticized the mainstreaming of voices calling for political violence, implicating media outlets and politicians. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, shared praise for Sheikh Gaith's remarks on Jews and Israel, writing about the significance of interfaith dialogue. Aviva Klompas, a Jewish community leader in Toronto, reported earlier today about repeated attacks on Jewish institutions. She expressed concern about the lack of action from local authorities. Now for more on those stories, starting with the drone attack in Lebanon. The Times of Israel detailed the incident where Hezbollah launched a drone strike against Israeli forces in the south. This attack exacerbates an already tense ceasefire. Prime Minister Netanyahu stated Hezbollah is responsible for escalating the situation. Civilians along the northern border remain on high alert. Turning to the Iron Dome deployment, earlier today, the Jerusalem Post reported Israel sent its missile defense system to the UAE during the Iran conflict. This deployment marks a significant shift in regional defense strategies. The move strengthens ties between Israel and the UAE amid rising threats from Iran. Meanwhile, the destruction of Alex Sinclair's kippah has sparked controversy. The Forward reported on the incident, highlighting its symbolism for coexistence. The police action has drawn criticism and calls for accountability. This event underscores the ongoing cultural tensions within Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports on the $7.75 billion Army's deal. This acquisition highlights the growth of Israel's tech ecosystem, reflecting the success of co-founders Yevgeny Dibrov and Nadir Israel. Separately, from Globes, Ondas secured a $10 million tender for mine clearance in Israel. This is part of a larger $50 million program aimed at improving land safety. And finally, Ynet Business reveals a surge in flag sales across Israel. Despite fewer public events, there's a 35% rise in demand for U.S. flags during Independence Day celebrations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.